Software giant Microsoft has agreed to pay AOL Time Warner $750 million to settle an antitrust suit which charged that Microsoft used its market muscle to make its Internet Explorer the dominant web browsing software, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Oddly enough, the settlement was a love fest between the former rivals. They called it a new partnership. Here's Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates.
The agreement we've reached marks a new phase of relationship between Microsoft and AOL Time Warner. A lot's changed in the last few years in the marketplace and for both of our companies.
Shared goals between the two were unimaginable only a few years ago. This settlement conjures up the history of a bitter struggle for dominance of the public Internet. Back in the mid-90s, an upstart company called Netscape issued its instantly popular Internet browser. Microsoft woke up slowly to the Internet, but when it did, it came out swinging with its own web browser and gave it away for free. That led the government to take Microsoft into court, saying it was using its monopoly power to wipe out Netscape. During that trial in 1999, AOL head Steve Case bought Netscape, hoping that it would help in his struggle with Microsoft's online service, MSN. Rob Enderle follows Microsoft for Forrester Research.
He was gearing AOL up to be the competitor for Microsoft, and the Netscape acquisition was probably one of the last big moves he made to kind of put a period on that particular battle.
In 2002, AOL filed a civil lawsuit, alleging pretty much the same thing the government had charged, and it's that lawsuit that was settled on Thursday. Both companies have changed enormously since the battle first began. MSN never became the challenge Steve Case had feared. AOL joined with Time Warner in the largest merger in history, but the online part of the company has gone downhill, along with MSN. Steve Case is out. Time Warner is running the company, and that partly explains the settlement, says Rob Enderle.
Now that Time Warner is Time Warner again, they don't really want to be in the software business. They just want to provide content. And if somebody else is willing to provide the technology to deliver that content for free, that reduces their costs. And remember, they're struggling to get profitable.
The $750 million will help, although the company is carrying roughly $24 billion in debt. Also with the settlement, AOL Time Warner will get free license to Microsoft's browsing software for 7 years. Microsoft will also license its digital media technology to AOL, as well as working with AOL to promote digital movies and music. The two companies are also exploring ways to make their respective instant messaging services talk to one another. Potential losers in the deal, the 300 to 400 people still working in the Netscape unit of AOL, and Real Networks, which previously provided AOL with digital media software. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.